This is an Aero News Touch and Go for January 15, 2008. I'm Paul Plack. Eclipse Aviation answered December speculation on its financial health by seeding a capital infusion with additional cash deposits from willing customers. Monday, President and CEO Vern Rayburn announced that December seed money from customers has been followed up with an equity investment described as substantially in excess of $100 million by its European partner, European Technology and Investment Research Center, also known as ETURC Aviation. As part of the deal, ETURC expands its exclusive rights to manufacture, sell, maintain, and provide training for the Eclipse 500 Very Light Jet in more than 60 countries across the UK, Europe, and Russia. And yes, you heard the word manufacture. Rayburn announced that ETURC will construct a new plant in Russia, where the Eclipse 500 will be assembled for European customers from parts sourced through Albuquerque. These developments rewrite the outlook for the Very Light Jet segment itself, and there are so many facets to this story that we're devoting 3 days of expanded coverage to it on the Aero News special feature. In other news, Airbus is dangling a not-so-subtle carrot in front of the U.S. Air Force. Select the Northrop Eads KC-30 to be the service's next-generation aerial tanker, and we'll build an assembly plant in Alabama. Pick Boeing, and we won't. The proposed U.S. plant would also build a freighter version of the Airbus A330 airliner, adding another 300 new jobs to the 1,000 or so provided by the tanker assembly operation, and would coincide with Eads' announced strategy of moving some production to the U.S. to take advantage of the collapse in the dollar's value. Airbus President and CEO Tom Enders calls the KC-30, quote, the world's most capable military tanker, unquote. Boeing is the other bidder in that competition. Its KC-767 tanker is based on the 767 airliner platform. Boeing has portrayed the Airbus plane as too big and heavy to meet the performance demanded by the Air Force for its updated tanker fleet. On Monday, Boeing released a study which claims the 767 in airline trim is substantially more fuel efficient than the Airbus A330, especially over a 40-year service life. The 53-page report was prepared by Conklin and Dedecker Aviation Information, funded by Boeing, and intended to highlight the difference the service might expect in operating costs between the Northrop Eads KC-30 and the Boeing KC-767. Mark McGraw, vice president of Boeing Tanker Programs, noted, quote, senior Air Force leaders have said that when a barrel of oil increases by $10, it costs them about $600 million a year. So it is critical, especially with rising fuel prices, that the Air Force's next refueling tanker meet or exceed the requirements and be as efficient as possible. That aircraft is the right-sized KC-767 advanced tanker, unquote. A baggage handler strike in Argentina erupted in violence over the weekend as passengers revolted over delays and cancellations of flights by Aerolíneas Argentinas. Televised scenes at Ministro Pistorini International Airport in Buenos Aires showed smashed ticket counters and broken glass. All the airline's customer service reps walked off the job after one was injured by an angry mob of stranded passengers. Reuters reports the airline has refused to demand to grant raises commensurate with inflation in Argentina. This has been an Aero News Touch and Go. Don't forget to check out our complete Aero briefing. There we'll tell you about these stories. The new Marine One is on the verge of being Marine Zero. The Air Force gets set to argue for more F-22 Raptors. And a pilot who went down in Tampa Bay may have gotten his runways confused. Also, check out our ANN special feature. Today, we'll bring you Eclipse Aviation's press briefing. And if you haven't done it yet, subscribe to our Aerocasts. Find them on iTunes, iPodder, Podcast Alley, and at our website, www.aero-news.net. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for listening. Have a clear and unlimited day.